I'd rather the recordings will start from now.
Thank you.
Okay, great. So, I guess just as a start and as a benefit for those who weren't on the last call, is that we had quite a discussion about what is our area of work in terms of comparing it to the previous IDN GNSO call that just took place on the CCNSO issues paper. So that group is working on answering questions to those detailed questions, whereas our group is looking more forward and is more process-oriented and needs to take a position on making sure that the GNSO and the CCNSO and other groups are equally and fairly represented when we talk about dividing the namespace and allocating IDN TLDs in general looking forward. I think that was sort of like our conclusion last time. And then Aubrey volunteered to do a first draft on that position. And Edmund made some comments to that. And I thought for this call we should go over that paper with Edmund's red lines in it and just go through and see what people have of any additional comments or agreements to his comments. Does that work for everybody? Or I should say, is there anybody that that doesn't work for? All right. Is there anybody who doesn't have the paper that Edmund made comments to on Aver's first draft?
I cannot see. This is Olga. Mm-hmm. I can see the version that Aver sent, but I cannot open or I see any transcript when I try to review the one and send by him.
I had trouble hearing you. Did others?
Yeah, I couldn't hear that.
I cannot see the version sent by Edmund. I see the one sent by Aver.
I've been sent it to the list.
Yeah, I know, but I cannot open it.
Okay.
Well, I can quickly send you a PDF of it that maybe perhaps you can open. So if you give me a second, I will do that.
Or just resend it again if you have it.
Okay, sure.
Hey, Aubrey, would you mind saying that to my Gmail account?
Sending it to?
My Gmail account.
Oh, okay, sure. Let me send a message out.
Can you do that, Aubrey? Otherwise, I'll do it quickly for you.
Let me do a PDF of it, too, though. So just in case people have trouble opening it. Okay, and it was.
Yeah, sorry about it. I've heard some complaints about my outlook on Vista, actually, as well, with the mind part scrambling after I send an attachment, so.
That's interesting. I was able to open it fine in open.
Yeah, apparently some clients, I don't know which clients, but some clients seem to have problems some of the time. Anyway.
Okay, I'm just about to send it out, and I'm sending out both a PDF and a doc version. And I'm sending it to denise.michelle@gmail.com and to Olga.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm copying, just in case I don't get any of it right, I am copying Glenn. Okay, it's in. Okay, I guess I'll give it a couple seconds. The first correction I can mention, because it doesn't involve reading it, is all the way through I made a mistake and referred to it as fast pass as opposed to fast track, and Edmund caught those and corrected them throughout, and obviously that's a good change. So thanks for that correction. Okay, where am I? Okay.
Do we want to have like an overall? I was thinking maybe we could have like an overall conversation about the different headings that you have.
Okay, certainly. I'll just do an overall talk while we're waiting. Okay, so the first thing, I just had a brief introduction about what this note is about, and that it refers to 789. Then the next thing I do is go into a question of interpretation. In other words, the first thing we had talked about was a sort of contradiction that some of us felt between the board's resolution and the way that the charter was written. So basically the first section in this, as opposed to getting into what any of our specific concerns might be, was to ask them, is this really what you meant to do? You know, because in one place it looks like you're, you know, doing what in some ways we consider the right thing of asking the community to figure out a methodology for doing this, asking the chairs of the various groups to get together and figure out how to do it. And then you go to the charter and it's much more limited. You know, that looks disproportionate. And the question for the board involves the contradiction. What did you want? You know, were you looking for something that was community-wide working group with balanced participation? Or were you looking for something that was CCNSO GAC-oriented with other participation? So basically asking the board to clarify the resolution. And that's the first part. The second part goes into a number of concerns that we have and starts out by saying while we're still working on finalizing, you know, what's being called IDN1, basically the response to the CCNSO GAC issues paper based on Board Resolution 756, you know, we still have concerns in relation to this particular working group that we want to pass on. And the first one of those is the basis for allocating TLDs, the GTLDs namespace. And by the way, I tried to largely use the outline that Tina had given last time, but I've modified it somewhat in writing, but I think I hit the points that were in that outline. So the first thing, you know, talks about slight historical for what CCTLDs are, how they're linked to the two-character code. Then the CCNSO's remit, you know, was recognized by the GNSO in trying to explain what we did in the new GTLD PDP policy in terms of sort of saying, we realize that this is a big area, the whole, you know, geographical, geopolitical, whatever names. We weren't comfortable building a reserve name list on our own, or, you know, perhaps at all, but certainly not on our own. And basically, so our way of dealing with it was to recommend an objection process and to give the GAC and GNS and CCNSO standing to object, and in asking the ICANN staff to make sure that they always do when there was something they might want to object to. That was the approach we had taken, that we recognized that, you know, that this was not a task that the GNSO could take on by itself. However, in doing that, we weren't saying that means it has nothing to do with us, that basically the allocation of IDN namespace between GNSO and CCNSO remit is still an open question, and we're certainly not abdicating our role in participating fully in that discussion. Then there's basically, you know, a discussion about what is the remit of the GNSO and CCNSO in relation to these names, and the fact that there are still open questions there. That basically we don't think that making the decisions about these allocations is a CCNSO or CCNSO/GAC job to do, but that it's an ICANN named community-wide job to do. Now, we assume that this process of figuring out how this allocation should be properly done is a long and involved discussion. We don't necessarily think it's properly the object of a GNSO PDP or a CCNSO PDP. Again, it's a to-be-determined community-wide process that should do it. Now, understanding that this will take a while, you know, we certainly support the notion that some non-controversial IDN territory countries, CCTLD names, could be, should be, maybe allocated before that whole process is done. But given that that other process won't be done yet, we believe that therefore doing that, coming up with the methodology for doing that, is again something that GNSO should have full standing in. Then there were questions, and the next section was questions and concerns over the scope of the IDNC, and sort of recognizing that, that there's a charter and that there's also things people say, and it's all well and good to say non-controversial, and I think I say things more diplomatically in writing than I may necessarily say in the quick, and then Edmund took it and made it even cleaner. You know, how are we defining non-controversial? You know, this whole issue of associating IDN CCTLDs with language and culturally communities, is this issue, or are these critical national resources that come under some form of national administration? People speak of the scope as limited, but, you know, limited in what way? It doesn't seem that it's either, you know, it's certainly not limited in the one name, one script per 3166-1, even though some people say that that's a limitation, but there's a recognition that some countries' issues wouldn't allow that to be a good solution. So that's an open question. There's the question of imposing no presuppositions or precedents on future CNSO PDPs, but the notion that the very fact that this is being done as a CCNSO GAC initiative, where they're the primary responsibilities, does indeed set some sort of precedent in terms of how the apportionment or allocation is done. You know, the charter talks about satisfying a special need, yet that need is not explicitly defined, so it constitutes a large question that the group members will need to group is what is the special need that this has to fulfill. And then the charter is intended to ensure no CCTLD delegation will be for a TLD that could be considered a GTLD, but it's unclear how that could be done. Then there's a section that basically talks briefly about the need for adequate GNSO representation, sort of goes into the fact that, you know, there's a lot of issues here. All the stakeholders in the GNSO have not come to an agreement on all the detailed issues. We still have a lot of discussion. So while we may have some top-level agreement on, you know, the need for GNSO inclusion, for example, we don't have a community-wide, a full stakeholder position that some people could just go and represent our viewpoint. And so we're saying we need to have a range of the stakeholders able to participate in this so that the various concerns can be counted in while the consensus of this IDNC group is being made. And then finally it closes with a specific request that the board revisit the resolution 789, carefully consider the need for a balanced representation of all stakeholders, you know, and urgently requesting that the board clarify and, if necessary, reconsider its decision with regard to the IDNC charter at its earliest possible convenience. So that's basically a quick walkthrough of the sections and what's in them.
Okay, so, well, I guess everybody should speak up sort of like in general, and then we can go through like some of the more specifics. But I'm just wondering overall if there's a way of maybe flipping the paper around so that you don't start right off the bat with questioning whether the board, you know, really wanted to say what they said. I think it might be hard to, if you want to be successful on something like this, to go to the board and ask them to reconsider one of the resolutions. I'm just thinking if there's a different way of doing this and getting the same results.
One reason I put it that way is because I've talked to, I guess, various, I think about 5 of them at the moment, and I've gotten from several that while they did very careful consideration of their resolution, they don't actually remember any really detailed analysis of the proposed charter. And so that's one reason why I personally thought it was reasonable to bring out the sort of apparent contradiction. And if they say, yep, that's what we meant, I mean, there's one quite easy answer that some of them will read it and say, oh, my God, we didn't realize that we were doing that. Yeah, yeah. You know, what we really meant was something balanced and considered. And so, and then that's an easy solution. You're right. I do believe that that's what we're asking for is a reconsideration. Or at least I believe that's what the council wants to do. Obviously, the council is the one that needs to make that decision.
Well, actually, on Tina's note, I think when I was reading the whole thing, I had a similar feeling that it went out there fairly aggressively. I think we probably, it's just my own personal feeling that probably want to start by affirming that we want, you know, we're very supportive of a fast track and the full approach, and then go on to, you know, that's just my feeling, you know, just to affirm that you know, to start off that the whole thing is great, you know, we're supportive of this. However, there are a number of fairly critical items that we think that you might have missed as part of the details.
So would that be solved by just adding a second sentence that basically says what you just said? While we are, you know, in general support of sort of lifting one of the lines I had earlier of a fast track for this, we have some fairly serious questions.
Well, the thing is that I don't think that the intent with the fast track is anything different than what we want it to be. So I'm not necessarily certain that it's because the board missed something. So maybe, you know, can it be said as clarifications or detailing what is the scope, or like I'm like thinking about going a completely different direction, not asking them to revisit something that I think they
have,
view is in the same way as you want it to be.
I believe that we want to ask them to reconsider, to either reinterpret or reconsider, and I'm fairly strong in wanting that to be certainly what the council decides. Now, if the council decides that they don't want the board to reconsider it, but my impression is that the council is interested in having a reinterpretation and, if necessary, a reconsideration. So I don't know that I want to back off of that at this point.
Okay. So I think we want the same results, but we're just thinking about two different ways of obtaining that then.
But I think in this particular point I agree with Avery, because the reason being that the charter itself makes a couple of points fairly clear in terms of the membership, and that's one of the crux of the issue, and that cannot be explained away. It can only be reconsidered away.
Okay. All right.
Does that cover? I mean, Avery, does that?
Yeah. You know, I believe that's a good way of putting it. I mean, I do agree with you that I should put something in the first paragraph that, you know, is sort of, yes, of course. And I do have it in the writing. I just don't have it up front.
Yeah, you have it further down below, and that's why in the document, which is why I said, you know, maybe we can, like, flip it around and
I could
start.
I could certainly pull up or, you know, just copy. Where is... you know, basically where we say we support in general. Where is it? Huh? But basically, so what I'm suggesting, I can't find it at the moment, is adding a sentence that says, you know.
The GNSO is supportive of the...
While the GNSO is, in general, supportive of the need for support, is supportive of support. Or basically, is it... While the GNSO in general agrees that there is a need for a fast track to allocate to IDNs/CTLDs for those with a special need, the GNSO Council has several questions and concerns. So basically making the first paragraph be during its meeting, the board passed, okay, you know, that it prompted questions and concerns. Actually, I take out that part there and basically say during its meeting in Los Angeles, the board passed a resolution relating to a fast track for IDNs/CTLDs, period. While the GNSO in its general agrees that there is a need for a fast track allocation of new IDNs/CTLDs for those with a special need, the GNSO Council has several questions and concerns. Paragraph. And then go to the next sentence. This note contains a question for the board in terms of interpretation, and it contains an explanation of concerns regarding the subject, etc. So does that soften it enough? And it basically says up front that yes, we agree in principle with what you're doing. We just have
some specifics that we have some concerns
about. We have specific
about
questions.
Yeah.
We have one question is, you know, because the easiest thing would be for them to say, oh, no, you know, we meant for it to be a you know, a balanced participation, and we just didn't pay attention to, you know, unlimited CCNSO, unlimited GAC, and just two of you guys, sure, you know, talk among yourselves and figure out how to make a balanced representation. And that would be the end of it. You know, and as I say, from several conversations I've had, I've gotten the impression that, you know, they agreed with the substance of the CCNSO's charter, but didn't get into details like balanced representation, even though in their proposal they wrote it as if they wanted. So it's just a clarification.
Right.
And the easiest solution for the board, and that was one of the reasons for putting it first, the easiest solution for the board is to say, oh, yeah, we really wanted balanced representation, and sure, you know, work it out. And that's done. They don't have to get into all of our issues because they defer them all to the balanced representatives of the IDNC working group.
So what does everyone else think? I mean, for me that helps in terms of how this is going to be approached and read if you start up with, like, a supportive statement. I was mostly concerned reading it that it goes, you know, so directly into here is something that has to be changed that you already resolved.
Yep. And that's why, and in fact, I had intended that because, you know, in the first place, I was sort of saying, you know, perhaps it's just a question of interpretation.
Right. Is there anyone else who have any thoughts on that?
I think it's, you know, right now, not at this point, but after, I guess, every ad back it on and reread it from the start and see if it flows more softer than it is right now.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's always room to add. You know, I know what I'm writing in my job as a, you know, writer for UN stuff. I basically write the core of the argument, and then I add all the UN-ish words that soften it and make it acceptable to governments reading it, you know, and add the appropriates and all the, you know, I guess words that diplomatically would be called the diplomatic language, or when I'm in an irritated mood, I call the weasel words. But, you know, yeah. And as I say, I think that with your changes, Edmund, you've already basically made it much more diplomatic. You know, and changed it a lot. And that's why I'm really of a mind to basically accept all of your changes. But I just wanted to talk about one particular sentence.
Sure, I guess before we go into... Sorry, just was going to say, before we go into the details, there was one particular underlying theme that I, when I made some of the edits, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. One particular concept that I think I feel more comfortable with is, rather than the concept of redistribution of the namespace into GTLD and CCTLD, the current situation is as such that a portion is sort of apportioned as CCTLD and everything else is GTLD in a sort of sense. And without the larger, before the larger discussion, I don't want to relinquish that particular position. So all the discussion I've been focusing on the apportionment of the IDN CCTLDs, and then those become CCNSO remit and not touched on whether anything else is considered IDN GTLD or not. So that was one of the intention of some of the edits.
I see that there, and definitely support the change.
All right. If there's no one else, then let's go into the specific content. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we should just take it like heading for heading, right?
Okay. Oh, I shouldn't go through paragraph by paragraph at this point, going through the changes?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. So the paragraph that had a lot of changes starts out as originally interpreted by the GNSO.
Mm-hmm.
I had written work together as equals, Edmund suggested, with balanced participation, which I think is a good. Again, he corrected fast track. Added a changed few to limited number of, you know, and IDN CLDs representing territories designated by the I-3166 list, as opposed to just IDN CLDs. Thought it was a good change. Again, changed few to limited number of, corrected spelling on CLDs. GNSO Council continues to support the goal of the fast track in principle, especially done in such a way to facilitate balanced participation from the entire ICANN names community. So basically, took that paragraph, made a number of wording changes that I think improves the paragraph.
Is there any comments to that paragraph?
Okay. And the next bit was just quoting from the IDN working group, not much to say there. Then comes the final paragraph in that section. The GNSO question for the board involves this contradiction. Is this working group supposed to be a community-wide? I put community-wide as an improvement. Working group that allows for balanced participation. I had full and equal participation. Balanced participation by all involved stakeholders, or is it supposed to be a joint CCNSO and GAC working group that allows for some lesser degree of participation by others in the community. Then there's a sentence added by Edmund. If it is the former, how should the conditions be remedied? If the latter, how will the scope of the working group be better defined to mitigate against the actions taken or proposed by the working group that should have involved a broader process with more balanced participation from the ICANN names community as a whole? And then back to what I had written, this question is of critical importance to the GNSO, as will be discussed below. So I'm fine. I mean, there's a slight nuance difference between full and equal and balanced. I accept the change. There's always this little part at the back of my mind that someone may look at balanced and say, well, what you got now is balanced. You know, it's one of the phrases that also shows up in a lot of government writings, which is each participating in their appropriate roles and responsibilities. So if someone takes the appropriate roles and responsibilities mentality to things, one could say, we think the 2GNSO is balanced. But that's a nuance that I'm not too worried about, but it is a possibility.
But I guess that's the diplomatic part. To try to...
Right. And so I decided to go along with it, even though from the diplomatic perspective, I know that that's a very big hole for someone to drive through.
Okay, is there... So I thought it was good additions from that Edmund made. Is there anyone else who has any comments on that part? So, I just wonder if we should agree right now whether this is like final or if we're going to do another run through of it. Since there doesn't seem to be a lot of comments, I just want to like have a quick check on how comfortable are people. Do they want to read this again, or once we're done going through it today on today's call, then we consider it done and we send it to the council.
Well, I'm sure once we send to council, there will be much more comment.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I thought you're done. Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
I think that if we make it through the rest of the talk through without there being any, you know, large conflict that requires a rewrite that needs further review, then we should just send it. I think if while we're going through this, we hit something where, you know, we can't come to closure on it immediately, then we'll have to take another pass.
Okay. And that's how I view it, too, and because the thing is that, yeah, the GNSO Council is going to discuss it further in detail anyways, so if we just have a rough consensus that this is sort of like a good position statement, then I think it's something that we can send on to them. All right.
Okay.
So let's just... Albert, do you just want to go ahead and...
Okay, the next is a single paragraph statement under statement of concern. While the GNSO is still working on finalizing, as the word added, a position statement regarding the allocation, I think I just said we're still working on, and I think that's a good addition from General IDNT DLD space, and then the parenthetical added, not categorized as a GTLD or CCTLD. Based on the board's resolution 756, the council felt it was important to submit these concerns to the board as opposed to send these concerns to change without further delay. Then I have in bracket, this statement has consensus approval in the GNSO council, because until such time as I actually have that's not a true statement, but I figured I'd put it in there. And then I should correct, it's not covers, it's covers. And covers the concerns the council has with the currently approved charter for the working group. Okay, then in the next section, the first two paragraphs have no substantive edits except for one in the second paragraph. Okay, no, it wasn't substantive, it was just a restructuring of the sentence.
But I guess the substance of it is, rather than saying whether it's saying it's supposed to be whether it's appropriate for CCTLD. The whole concept was that it's inappropriate for GTLD.
For GTLD, yeah. No, I think that was a good change. And again, it changes the balance. And so I think that was a good comment.
Would you want to delete the more there?
Huh?
Would you want to delete the more inappropriate?
So it was, delete the more would be part of that edit. You're right. Thank you. Glad you're reading. Okay. Then the third paragraph, there were some changes. The decision by the GNSO was a recognition of the fact that defining a set of names available for IBM CCTLD allocation was not a task that the GNSO could take on by itself. It was, however, not an abdication of responsibility for participation in decisions regarding the redistribution of the general ITN ELB namespace, PARAN, or the categorization and apportionment of such namespace to become the remit of the CCNSO, and should not be taken as such an abdication. And I think those were two good edits from Edmund. The only thing I'd want to ask is, as part of that edit, would you also want to remove the re from redistribution? Because we're just talking about the general IBM CLD and the more neutral position, even though my personal position is this is blatant redistribution, the more neutral position is that this is distribution of the IBM namespace.
Yeah, I think it's taking out re would
taking
be...
Taking out re would be what you would want to do.
And more consistent maybe with the preceding report.
Yeah, and I agree with that. We're really talking about, you know, something new and not redistributing what is existing.
Yeah, and as I say, personally, I disagree with that. I believe that it was all namespace, and just because we're now figuring out how to do IBMs doesn't change that it's redistribution. Mm-hmm. But I understand that it is much more politic and neutral to say distribution, although I believe that that change in nuance really does make some of our positions slightly more difficult to argue. But I see the consistency and I'm accepting it,
okay.
But I do record my discomfort with some of it.
Right, I understand the, I guess, the discomfort, but that's the reason why I try to balance it by not talking about it splitting into GNSO and CCNSO, but focusing on part of it being allocated to CCNSO, and then implying the remainder should be and should remain as GNSO, which I think is what you had in mind to
yes,
start
yes,
with.
Right. Now I... Okay, so any problems with accepting that change? I have none. Okay. Then, next paragraph, a grammar change from understood to understandable. That there be an apportionment of part of the IDN namespace to the CCNSO for designation as IDN CCTLDs. So it's more rewording to be consistent with previous wording, and I think it's a good change. It is assumed that such an apportionment is an ICANN-wide decision that needs to be made in an open process that includes balanced participation from all supporting organizations in making the recommendations for how the IBM namespace may be partitioned. The conclusions of such a process should also be allowed, and this is a final sentence, the conclusions of such a process should also be allowed to and may also require a redefinition of the CCNSO remits as are currently defined or go beyond the structural confines of the current supporting organization. That sentence is one that I certainly have questions and discussions with. I think it opens a Pandora's box of other possible issues, including the whole notion of the GOTLDs. Are they a new thing that needs a new structural supporting organization issue, which people have brought up? I think it brings that into this discussion. And while I think in principle I agree that once we have several of these GOTLDs, we will look back and say, you know, I think it's time to resegment these off into a separate organization. I think as a priori thing to do, it's just not time for that discussion yet. But that's my view on that sentence.
I'm actually comfortable not including it. I just thought it would round it up more, better by stating that we are aware that these things could happen, and this is also why you shouldn't make the particular decision right now. And I guess it was brought up, in my mind, it was brought up to support the notion that CCNSO or CCNSO plus Jack alone should not be making this decision. That was the intention of the bring it up, but if you think it opens up too much of a Pandora's box, take it out.
Or perhaps just take out that last phrase. Or go beyond. I think it's quite possible in the 5 years it takes to figure this out, we will be ready for GOTLDs or whatever notions of supporting organizations. I just think bringing it into this one. So perhaps if we just took out that last clause,
sure.
That opens up the let's build new supporting organizations question.
So that explicitly says it. Okay.
So excuse me, how would be the last?
I can't. Okay, you have to speak up.
Olga, I think what was agreed was that last sentence that Edmund had added is just being taken out.
Not the last sentence, just the last clause of that sentence.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So it would read, the conclusions of such a process should also be allowed to and may also require a redefinition of the CCNSO and GNSO remits as they are currently defined. I'd added a couple words when I read it.
Right. And because what had been discussed before this group was set up was, you know, where do these things belong, under CCNSO or under GNSO, and we need to, and that needs to be figured out. So we want to keep that part, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and the only thing so by taking out that last clause, though I acknowledge the truth of the concern and actually am supportive of it in the long run, I just didn't want to bundle that into this particular discussion. The structural confines of current supporting organizations.
Okay.
And thank you, Edmund. Okay. As mentioned above, the GNSO recognizes, this is added, in the development of new GTLD policies, that there could be names that may be inappropriate to be defined as GTLDs.
The attempt was similar to the...
Right, and I think the sentence just is...
Yeah, I probably want to edit it a little bit.
And hence recommend it. No, I think it's actually fine. As mentioned above, the GNSO recognized in the development of new GTLD policies that there could be names that may be inappropriate to be defined as GTLDs, and hence recommended the objection process. No, it's okay. I just tripped over the edit. Excuse me. So any further defining the namespace requires an ICANN community-wide decision on how the namespace should be categorized. Just as, and that's changing divided for categorized, and I think it's a good change. Just as it would have been inappropriate for the GNSO to define which names would be apportioned into the remit of the CCNSO, it would be equally inappropriate for the CCNSO alone, or even for the CCNSO and GAC together, to decide on the apportionment of such names away from the general namespace and designated as being within the CCNSO's remit.
So is this a little bit similar to the previous call that we were just on where we need to specify that has to do with policy and not allocation as such or delegation? So it's in the remit of the CCNSO to do the policy development, but not the delegation or allocation of the TLDs.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I specifically tried to steer away from delegation.
Right, and it's just talking about apportionment.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I think it covers that. You know, and I think it's a good change. The only question I have, and this is purely sentence structure and redundancy, is do we need the last "and designated as being within the CCNSO's remit"? In other words, that sort of goes without saying. But should it be said? It makes the sentence slightly awkward, but other than that, it's okay.
Say that one more time.
In other words, if the sentence was, just as it would have been inappropriate for the DNSO to define which names would be apportioned into the remit of the CCNSO, it would be equally inappropriate for the CCNSO alone, or even for the CCNSO and GAC together, to decide on the apportionment of such names away from the general namespace, period.
Yeah.
And drop the "and designated as being within the CCNSO's remit," because that goes, that's implied.
Yeah, that's fine.
When that last clause there became a mouthful. And as this is not a decision for the GAC or for either a GNSO PDP or a CCNSO PDP alone, but is a decision for a wider, yet to be defined community process. I think that's good. Next paragraph has some substantive, I think there's substantive, some of them may be sentence structure. It is assumed that the process mentioned above will be lengthy and involved, given the many interests that need to be balanced. This is the reason why a fast track for an interim delegation of limited number of IDN-TLDs representing the territories designated by the ISO 3166-1 list for CCNSO allocation makes good sense. I think that's a good correction.
Yeah, I guess the substantive part is when I added an interim delegation rather than and maybe we should not use the word delegation here as well, but the whole point is for it to be interim so that it's consistent with our rhetoric that says, you know, we haven't made the decision, you know, that it's IDN CCTLD and it's with the CCNSO completely yet. But
so yeah, we may want to replace an interim delegation with why a fast track for allocation of, or a method of allocation of.
Yeah, I think you want to add method in this because that, I think, I'm pretty sure that is what is in the charter for that group.
So how about replacing an interim delegation with for a method of allocating a limited number of IDN TLDs representing?
Well, then I would like delegation better because it's not an allocation, is it? It's a delegation. If you're talking about something that's truly DC specific, it's a delegation.
Probably just use the word we keep using, the apportionment.
Yeah? How's that, Tina?
Yeah.
So apportioning. A limited. This is the reason why a fast track for a method of apportioning a limited number of ITN DLDs representing the territories designated by ISO 3166-1 list for CCNSO allocation makes good sense. Apportioning for allocation. Yeah, that works.
Well, then, is that CCNSO allocation or a CCNSO delegation? I'm sorry.
Well, the CCNSO doesn't delegate. It does delegation policy.
Yeah.
So it's CCNSO delegation policy. For CCNSO
policy development?
Policy development. Does that work?
I think it does. I think I need to read that sentence again now.
Read it again.
Yeah, I probably need to read it again. Policy development might imply like a PDP concept, so you might want to make
well,
it a sense
process.
About it.
Policy method.
Or just for CCNSO, without linking.
Punctuation, yeah.
Okay, it wouldn't be for CSO, it would be to the CCNSO. For apportioning to the CNSO without saying what they do with them. Let me read that.
Right, I think that's right, yeah.
Okay. This is the reason why a fast track for a method of apportioning a limited number of IDN TLDs representing the territories designated by the ISO 3166-1 list to the CCNSO makes good sense.
Oh, so it's not really 2 to CCNSO or 4 to CCNSO? It is just led by the CCNSO, I think. Isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is to the CCNSO, because the whole point of the Fast Track is to move a few limited names to CCNSO and let them then give it out to the whoever.
Okay.
I guess in GNSO's point of view, it is allocation. Apportioning a few names over to CCNSO, and that's the extent of where we want to be involved.
You want to say something about that being a one-time thing and not setting the precedence and so forth, like we talked about last time? Or is that going to go in at a further time, a different time?
I don't know. Is that necessarily relevant to this paragraph?
No, it probably isn't. Okay, I'm good with the change then.
Okay, and we'll Okay. However, until such time as the apportionment of the IDN TDLD namespace for which the CCNSO's remit has been decided, the methods by which this will be done cannot be fairly decided by a CCNSO and GAC-led working group that does not recognize the GNSO as equal participants in the working group. And the change there was the inclusion of apportionment of the IDN TLD namespace. Then there's a more major change, I think, at the end.
And so you actually might want to just say recognize the GNSO as equal participants, period.
As equal participants.
You've sort of got it.
Yeah, okay. Does that work? Until such time as the ICANN community at large has decided on the proper apportionment of the IDN TLD namespace for the CCNSO's remit, any fast-track method must be developed with balanced participation from the GNSO along with the CCNSO and GAC, period. I think that's a good change. Certainly cuts out a lot of wordiness.
I agree.
Okay. Next, there's questions and concerns. The first one, there's a couple word changes. I think that's good. The stated intent of the IDNC charter is to define a method whereby a limited number of non-controversial IDN CCTLDs could be identified and delegated to cover special needs of several international applicants. Replacing could be defined and allocated. I think that's a fine change. And then the next one was a capitalization correction. There were no edits in the first bullet, second bullet, third bullet, fourth bullet had some changes. While the charter states clearly that it intends, the grammar correction, to create a method that imposes no presumptions or precedents on any future CCNSO PDP on CCTLDs, the very fact that the issue is being defined as primarily a CCNSO and GAC responsibility constitutes a very significant presumption and precondition. There were no changes on that, except for correction of the word vary to vary and capitalization correction. There is a concern in the GNSO Council about any presumption that a part of the general namespace can be apportioned as CCTLD space without full participation by the GNSO. This is not to be confused with the allocation of IDN CCTLDs once the namespace is defined and policies relating to allocated IDN CCTLDs, which of course remain solely within the remit of the CCNSO. So the corrections here was to include general namespace as opposed to just namespace, and then to replace redefined with apportioned. Otherwise, and I think, again, that's consistent with the other changes that we talked about earlier.
Yeah, I agree with that, Abby.
Okay, no changes on the last two bullets. Okay, then the paragraph, then the section, the need for adequate GNSO representation. No changes in the first paragraph. Then, basically, I think just some presentational changes. Whereas I had, however the issues are still complex, too complex, change to however the issues as currently presented are still far too complex and varied. I think that's a good wording change. Adding ITN TLD name distribution as opposed to name distribution. Again, consistent with other changes we've discussed. And then in the final paragraph, finally at a time when the GNSO is being restructured to be more open and to operate on a consensus basis, it's hard to understand how such a watershed issue as the first delegation of an IDN TLD into CCNSO remit can be defined by a working group with a skewed and unbalanced participation matrix. So it's basically replacing definition of GTLD and CCTLD IDN space to delegate, it was to a more direct reference, delegation of an IDN TLD into CCNSO's remit. I accept that change. Other comments? And then finally, there were...
I guess to be consistent, should be using the word apportionment rather than delegation.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Okay. And then there was no changes on the GNSO request, but I'll read it out loud here. Well, there was one spelling correction. Just to make sure that since that's the final paragraph here, the GNSO respectfully requests that the board revisit Resolution 789 and carefully consider the need for a balanced representation of all stakeholders in the decision of issues relating to the distribution of general namespace for IDN CCLD. In addition to recognition of the importance of balanced and open representation in long-term discussions, we urgently request the board clarify and, if necessary, reconsider its decision with regard to the IDNC charter at its earliest possible convenience. So,
sure.
Any further discussion? Tina, I'll give back to you, Tina, now that I've walked through it.
Yeah, no, I was just going to ask the same question you too, if there's anyone else who had any further discussions. I want to mention one more thing myself, but I just wanted to see if anyone else wanted to talk about it. And it's really just restating a little bit what I said in the beginning, and I thought about it as we went through the document again. I think if we want a result out of this, that it would be better to ask the board to require that the CC fast track does not set a precedence for long-term ways of dividing namespace up and setting policies on a division of the namespace, and to ask them to make sure that that division of the namespace is decided upon before long-term policy is developed, and that division definition will take place among equal groups of the community, as opposed to going and saying, why don't, you know, please go revisit this resolution and potentially change it. But if this is what you guys agree on, this is what the group is, and that's what we're sending.
Well, I think there's two things in what you said. I think one part is very good, and making an explicit request that they make sure that there's no policy implications in this division of the namespace, which I think we make, but never quite as directly as you're saying, and perhaps that could be an additional sentence in the request and at the end, and just reiterating that in a clear statement.
Yeah, I think that's something you easily can add to the request at the bottom.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't think, but I don't think that obviates the need for them to reconsider the decision that they've made so far.
Okay.
In terms of the short term.
I can, yeah, as I said, you know, I was just restating what I said in the beginning, so of the call, so that's, obviously, it needs to be what Agena wants it to be. I was just trying to think more practical and what would end up with, you know, maybe an easier result. Well, in that case, I think, is there anybody who has anything against adding that clarification to the end of the document?
Right. Yeah, I'd have to restructure that. What, let me see, we can actually try to wordsmith it now, or, which is probably good since we've done everything else, if people still have the time. The GNSO Council requests the board reconsider. So, are we basically adding a sentence? Or are we adding a sentence before the first one? So, basically saying the GNSO Council Board ensure.
Say that one more time.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was typing while I was talking.
Okay.
What I've got so far is start out that request paragraph with the GNSO Council respectfully requests that the board ensure that all decisions made by the IDNC working group for fast track allocation of IDN CCTLDs not set precedents or preconditions for any future allocation of names of Edmund, what's the phrase you've been using?
Apportionment?
No, for allocation. Apportionment, yes. For future apportionment of general name, general TLD, or general namespace to IDN CCTLDs. Is that correct? Let me see. The IDN respectfully requests that the board ensure that all decisions made by the IDNC working group for fast track allocation of IDN CCTLDs not set precedents or preconditions for any future apportionment of general namespace to IDN CCTLDs. As discussed above, this needs to be done by the ICANN name at large, or in general, by the idea in a balanced and representative way. So, and then basically, and then added the sentence, so the GNSO Council respectfully requests that the board ensure that all decisions made by the IDNC Working Group for Fast Track Allocation of IDNC CTLDs not set precedents or preconditions for any future apportionment of general namespace to IDNC CTLDs. As discussed above, this needs to be done by the ICANN names community in a balanced and representative way. And GNSO Council also respectfully requests that the board revisit resolution, say, 789. Now, I need to change this sentence. Now that that idea has been brought up above into a more complete sentence, council also respectfully requests that the board perhaps it says the GNSO Council also respectfully requests that the board revisit resolution 789 and clarify and, if necessary, reconsider its decisions with regard to the IDNC charter at its earliest possible convenience. Although, that's not quite good either.
Maybe I can make a suggestion, not to the specific wording, but I was going to suggest anyways that, Aubrey, that you take this revised version and circulate it, and then give everybody a time until this same time tomorrow to make any comments.
Yeah, I was.
If there are no comments, then send it on to the board or to the council.
Right, no, to the council. Yeah, now I was going to make that same suggestion that basically I do a clean copy, I send it to everyone, and, yeah, I've almost gotten, if that first paragraph is generally okay, I can basically cut the second paragraph to basically be specifically about 789 and the IDNC charter.
Yeah.
And then send it out to people as opposed to people suffer through my wordsmithing. Is that okay with everyone?
Yes, that's good with me. And so if there's no comments by this time tomorrow, then Aubrey is going to send it to the council. And then.
And I don't have it on the council agenda for this week, so I'm just going to point it out. And then I'm going to suggest that the council, you know, take basically 2 weeks to discuss it on the list, and then we'll decide on sending it at our next meeting. We're not making this month's board meeting with it, so it would be sent to be before the board at its next meeting.
Right. And the council might need that time to discuss it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
So I wanted it to be available to them before the meeting to point out that it's there, you know, to get any initial implications, but we're not going to do a discussion and decision on it this week.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, great. Then, let's see what happens on our list for the next 24 hours, and then all depending on what a council comes up with, I guess we could either risk coming back into working in this group, or we'll just consider our work done.
Yeah, I think we should consider it done unless and until the council says, nope, you guys, think about it some more. So
yeah.
If we start talking about it in the council and we still have a mess, then we can come back to this team to fix what they say needs to be fixed. Thank you, Tina, for your help in doing this. And thank everybody with their editing help, especially Edmund.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Bye. Have a good day or a good night.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.